Welcome back to Babbittville Radio. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around. RunCatalina.com, 40th anniversary of the Catalina Island Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 11th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check us out on Babbittville.com, on iTunes. Definitely subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. In studio, Tri-Club Championship Series, Mr. John Cofano, and we have Dwayne Franks from Trifinity Endurance Coaching. This has been a fun show, guys. Thanks so much for coming in studio.
We've loved it, Bob. It's been a great opportunity to come and talk about what's really changing in our sport.
I love it. And joining us now online is Darcy McCarty from the Oakland Triathlon Club. Darcy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, no problem, Darcy. Thanks so much. So take me back a little bit to when did the history of the Oakland Triathlon Club, how did everything get going there?
I don't know the details of the origin, but I do know Chris Van Leeuwen was the original president. He was an Ironman guy who saw some opportunities in the Oakland area to start a tri club to get more people involved in the sport, because it can be somewhat intimidating when you get your start in the sport. And he built a nice little community, and it's grown. I think we have over 300 members now.
Fantastic.
Wow.
It's fantastic. I remember doing my first triathlon a couple years ago and seeing some Oakland triathletes out on course. And the first thing I thought is, man, that's a nice looking kit.
Exactly. The kit's a big part of it.
It's a huge part of it. And I said, well, hey, you know, I don't live in Oakland, but I live kind of close by. Hey, more, you know, the more, the merrier, everyone's welcome. And it was just kind of a very welcoming bunch in a very kind of intimidating sport to me when I was first getting started. And it was great. It was a great support system, I found.
So Darcy, what was your introduction to the Tri-Club Championship Series?
Yeah, so at the beginning of last year, I think the first time I met John was at Monterio Tri, and I can't remember. I think it was May. It was the second week of May of last year, and I raced that race, and then he started kind of explaining. You know, John's a real charismatic guy, and he has a real clear mission and a great mission statement with the TCCS, and he's a real magnetic personality. He kind of brings you in, and he explains this vision that he has, and it's awesome. And and I was hooked. I said, well, you know, this race fits on my schedule, and a couple of the other TCCS races fit on my schedule. And the next thing you know, I was doing 9 of the TCCS races. I saw a chance to possibly win, and I really believed in what he was doing, because it's something that we're seeing. And not to knock the Ironman brand, I'm not trying to do that, but a lot of the local races, they don't get a lot of coverage. You tell your buddy, hey, I'm going to go do a triathlon. Oh, you're doing Ironman. No, right. I'm going to do, you know, the Oakland Triathlon Festival. What's that? It's a triathlon. Well, it's an Ironman? No. So, you know, and what I really dug about what John was doing is he's putting a spotlight on these local events in a sport that I want to see grow, and I want more people to be involved in. And what I like that he was doing is he's bringing in the community clubs, because again, going back to this idea that triathlon can be intimidating to get into, the sport to get into. But if you have these community clubs that you can go to and be social with, and they can get your feet wet and kind of help you, you know, that was huge. So, you know, spotlight on the small races, the local races, bringing out the community, getting people into the sport, which is, you know, I'm in love with this sport now, and that's what I found from TCCS. So I ran with it.
He did, right? He ran with it, Bob.
Yeah, I can tell.
He ran away with it.
That's winning stuff.
Yeah, listen, he scored 35,444 points this year. No one's ever scored that many points in the TCCS. I think last year Jeff Lamb won it with maybe 25,000 points. And so Darcy and his wife are going to be going on a vacation. Apparently, she's already organizing it.
Where are you guys going, Darcy?
Most likely Hawaii. We have a couple small kids, so Hawaii is easy for us to do.
Yeah.
We've done before. We love going there, and we love Alaska. So we're Alaska Air, and you know, they're providing the tickets. They fly there, so it's kind of a perfect fit for us.
So, Darcy, talk a little bit about before the creation of TCCS, what was the relationship like with, you know, Golden Gate and LA Tri Club and some of the other clubs? Did you guys do stuff together?
You know, that. I'm maybe not the best person to ask about that, only because I'm so new to this sport.
Okay.
Last season in the whole TCCS, that was my first full season. Prior to that, I did three triathlons prior to last year.
Wow. So you came in and went full bore.
Yeah, I did. I got totally hooked. I mean, I have a cycling background. I mean, just enjoying cycling most of my life. And I just, and then I had buddies that, hey, you're a good runner and you're a good cyclist. You should just learn how to swim. And then kind of got me into triathlon. So, I lived in San Francisco for a short bit, and I looked into joining Golden Gate Tri, because I saw them a lot when I was first looking into triathlon. And, I mean, they're everywhere. And they also have a very cool-looking kit. they do. And but it didn't have, you know. And then I moved out to the East Bay where Oakland is, and then kind of the rest happens. So.
Love that. Yeah, and to me, that is one of the things. I think there, I don't know if there was tension, but the clubs did not communicate that much. Oh. Each club was sort of on their own. But it seems through this, and from talking to Paul Kimian and with some of the other race the presidents, what do the clubs gain from being involved with
what they gain is people like Darcy. I mean, you look at, first of all, Darcy's a really good athlete.
Right.
I mean, one of the things is we kind of, so Darcy is one of those people that's going to go out and succeed in a sport. There's no question. He's a competitor.
Right.
But what's great for him is it gets him a chance to be a competitor within a framework of other clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all having a beer afterwards. And one of the things that's been great, I've got some great pictures of Darcy with some guys from the South Coast Tri Club and me down in San Diego this year. You know, he traveled all around the state. And this is one of the things that's very cool. So Darcy has young kids. When you create a season like this, you give somebody an ability to participate closer to home. Now, Darcy, right? It's tough when you're a professional. Darcy actually works at Sutter Health.
Okay.
Takes care of people in his job as an RN. And so one of the things that happens is when you can race close to home, you can still have a tri career and still be around for the kids.
And have a life.
That's important.
Yeah,
because when we make it impossible for people to participate in this sport because they're flying too far away, that's where you really start seeing the frustration form in the families, you know, with the tri widow, right?
Well,
if
you're training for long distance, you're doing 5-hour bike rides every weekend.
Absolutely.
And you're gone from the family.
Right.
So if you're racing locally, you can take the family with, becomes a family adventure, and the training for it isn't taking you out of the house for any ridiculous amount of time. Darcy,
right.
How have you balanced all that? Because you went from zero to 9 races, right, in a very short period of time.
Well, you know, I did 9 races with TCCS, but I did 13 total trials and 18 total events, run races.
Wow.
Relays up in Tahoe, stuff like that. You know, it's funny. I do little things. I bet many of you guys do this as well. I prep everything ahead of time. So if I have a workout the next day, I prep the night before. So there's no messing around. I got the kids' lunch made in the morning. I got the kids dressed. Drop them off at school. I get my workout in. I go to work. You know, something along those lines. I do social media a bit on my phone, but I've gotten rid of Facebook on my phone, so I'm not wasting just dead hours or minutes on the phone that I could be doing something else with. I don't do a lot of surfing on the internet, a lot of screen time anymore, just because I can utilize that time to rest. And then, you know, my work schedule, I work 12-hour shifts, so the days that I'm gone from the house for 14 to 16 hours, that's my rest day. I don't do any workout on that day. I take full advantage of rest, although I'm running around at work. And then my wife, she's very forgiving because she works full-time, too. So, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces, and it all works out. And one of the biggest keys is I have a coach, and the coach, you know, he looks at my life, he looks at my schedule, and I said, this is what I'm capable of doing. This is the hours that I can commit to. He said, all right, we'll make those hours work by doing these workouts, and I stick to the plan. So I'm not kind of doing mindless workouts, which is a total waste of time. Having a coach plan is really key, and I got really lucky with a top-notch coach, this guy Mitchell Reese at ETPA. He's fantastic. And he's really changed my life. And I don't say that lightly. He has completely changed my life. He allows me to have family and do what I love to do. You know, and my health is the best it's been at 41. And I attribute a lot to that to Mitchell.
How in your do your kids dig the sport?
So, you know, I'm trying not to be one of those crazy Tiger dads.
Yes, good move.
That pushes my kids. I don't want to ruin it for them. You know, I have my son. I taught him how to ride a bike early, but you know, if he's not into it that day, I don't push it. We'll do something else. But I am. Last summer we were swim parents, so we. Every, you know, was it 6 days a week? We did swim with two meets through the summer. It was insane. But he liked it. So, you know, we ran with it. And he says, oh, I'd like to do a triathlon when I'm older. He's only six. But, you know, he says that he'd like to do it. And but there's no rush. He's got plenty of time. I mean, I found the sport late in life. He has a ton of time. I'm sure he'll find some time in the next couple of years to get his feet wet.
I love it. Hey, Darcy, thanks so much for taking time. Congratulations on what's going on with the Oakland Triathlon Club, and congratulations on your huge win. I love that you're going to get a trip to Hawaii.
And my wife is too.
And the fact that you did 9 of those races and 18 races overall, you are an animal, my friend.
Just trying to keep up with the young guys.
Hey, and Darcy, congratulations from everybody. You're a great champion, and we're really proud of you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And thanks for letting me have some airtime. This is pretty exciting. I didn't realize this was happening. So I get to brag when I get home.
I love it. So Darcy McCarty has been our guest, and also John Cafano and Dwayne Franks in studio. Boys, thank you so much for coming in. It was an honor to have you both. Congratulations. Yeah. If people want to find out more on the Tri-Club Championship Series, where do they go, John?
They can go to Goodwell, W-E-L-L, fitness.com.
Uh-huh.
And send us a link and an email. We'll be happy to chat with them. And one last thing before we go. So when you and I were at TBI, we heard a lot of people talking about the sport and how we're going to help grow it. And we're really interested in meeting people around the country and even in other countries who are saying, let's engage the tri-clubs and start engaging corporations and service organizations into this effort to grow the sport. Well, you heard from two athletes tonight who are, I think, the examples of what we can do to grow the sport. And I just want to thank you, Bob, for the years you've spent trying to promote our sport. People like Dwayne and others who have, you know, given their careers to this. We can change our health history in the United States if all work together.
Well, it is our sport is the fountain of youth. There's no question about it. It's something you can do forever. Other sports you can't. You can do this forever. And Dwayne's a perfect example of this. He's racing better now. You feel like you're racing as well now as you were 5 years ago?
Well, I'm having just as much fun.
Yeah, that's even more important. Guys, thanks again for coming in. Really appreciate that. Again, we are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around. Hopefully, you'll be joining me at the 40th anniversary of the Catalina Island Marathon this next Saturday, March 11th. You can check out RunCatalina.com. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out ChallengedAthletes.org. And any of our interviews, you can find them on Babbittville.com, on iTunes, and subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. As always, endurance lives here.